Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. Yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, Lord, our day begins and ends with you. Good morning, Jesus. Thank you for waking us up. But we bless you and we say thank you for you didn't have to do it, but we're so grateful that you did. Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission as we embrace the gifts of this day in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it. Thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us, Father God, as we stand on your promises on this beautiful morning to say that it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Thank you for blessing our services on today. Thank you for blessing the families of those represented today, Father. And we want to say thank you that your word is the blessing. We embrace it. We receive it. We believe it. And we say amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Top of the morning to you. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and he is the Lord. Amen. He is our Savior. He is our friend. He is our chief intercessor. He is the propitiator for all of our sins. He is our everything. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. So glad that you're here with us on this morning. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table as a spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If this is your first time with us, amen, we pray that it will not be your last. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, amen, and we're still moving forward after many years, amen. I think about 13, 14 years, amen, coming up, and we want to give God praise, give God glory, and give God honor for establishing, amen, his ministry in this part of the vineyard. Amen. We have been praying, amen, from day one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praying, praying, praying. We are a prayer ministry. Amen. We believe in the power of prayer, the worth of prayer, the obedience of prayer. Nothing happens unless you're praying. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In our praying, beloved, amen, hallelujah, the enemy will try many, many, many tactics, amen, glory be to God, to discourage us, many, many, many tactics, amen, to get us to quit, to turn around, to slow down, to throw in the towel, glory be to God, anything that he can do, he will join forces against us. If he can, amen. He will work his strategies, amen, because he's full of strategies. He got some good strategies, amen, but they're not good enough. Amen, hallelujah. His strategies, amen, won his power over the earth. Amen, as the prince of the air when he deceived Eve and Eve deceived her husband. Oh, that was a good strategy, amen, but God had one better, amen, when God sent a second Adam. Nobody saw the second Adam coming, amen, but he came, amen. So we blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, I want you to know, amen, glory be to God, as prayer warriors, as prayer intercessors, as God's children, amen, when we communicate to God through prayer, through the power of prayer, through the spirit of prayer, glory be to God. We don't pray in our flesh, we pray in our spirit. Because if we're going to communicate to God, we have to communicate to God where he is. God is a spirit, and we who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So God hears us when our spirit speaks. This is why God judges the heart, because the heart always tells the truth. Oh, yeah, your lips might be saying something. Amen. We hear what you're saying. Amen. But your heart is going to tell the truth. Amen. That's why it pays to be a good listener. We need to listen more than we speak. And this is why God gave us two ears and one mouth. Because if you really become a good listener and really just, you know, listen to what people are saying, you're going to know the truth. See, because the heart is going to be revealed. See, one thing about telling the truth, beloved, you don't never have to get worried about what you said the last time. You don't have to worry about trying to, you know, get caught in a lie. They can't catch you in no lie if you're telling the truth. Amen. Glory be to God, because you're going to always say it. Amen. The same way you've been saying it, because that's the way it is. Well, Jesus came to say, I am the truth. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. No man cometh to the Father but by him. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, we must know, amen, in your prayer life. And for those of you, amen, that have been encouraged now, amen, you're encouraged, you're praying more fervently now, you're increasing your prayer, glory be, you're pressing in through prayer, amen, glory be to God. And those that haven't been praying, you're now beginning to pray. Those that have been praying all the time, amen, you're praying more purposely, amen, glory, more focused, amen, seeking the will of God. Why? The will of God for the glory of God. Hey, because that's what Jesus did. Jesus didn't pray his own purposes, his own desires. Hallelujah. And I'm sure he might have had some because Jesus was man. Jesus was 100% man. Jesus was a fire. Jesus was fire. Now, if he came straight from God, you know he didn't come here ugly. Oh, no, wasn't nothing ugly about Jesus, baby. You hear what I'm saying? He had that golden skin and had that woolly hair, had Mary Magdalene, them ladies going crazy. He had them going crazy. Okay, that's another subject for another time. Amen. Glory be to God. But beloved, I want you to know, amen, it's you, amen, make up your mind, amen, to move forward with the Lord, amen, with momentum, with tenacity, amen. Offenses are going to come. Offenses are going to come, glory be to God, which takes us to our prayer declaration today, our prayer declaration, our prayer confession, beloved, amen, and you need to memorize this, you need to write it down, you need to be very intentional about this, amen, and when you open your mouth and decree and declare and declare and decree, amen, I choose not to be offended. I choose not to be offended, and I am delivered out of all afflictions and persecutions. You need to say it. You need to say it. Your faith will always rise to the level of your confessions. You need to say it. You need to say it because offenses are going to come. Oh, folks go, oh, yeah. Some of them are going to be intentional. Some of them not. People you least suspect it. Glory be to God, coming at you raw, coming at you wrong, you know, coming at you insensitive, you know, coming at you in the flesh, you know, just coming at you to come at you. Well, the same way they came at Jesus, they didn't know why they was coming at Jesus. But they was wrong as all get out, but they were still coming. Glory be to God. There's one scripture in there that said they was coming to kill Jesus before his time. Jesus just disappeared. They looked around and Jesus was gone. See, they couldn't find Jesus. They meant to throw him over the cliff because it wasn't Jesus' time. See? And so, beloved, you have to know that if Satan was bodacious enough the rear up a group of people to come at Jesus with a vengeance, come on now. That was Jesus. All right? So you got to know, glory be to God, that folks going to be coming at you. Coming at you, just mad at you. Mad at you because you made up your mind to live right. And mad at you because you're walking holy. Mad at you because you believe God more than you believe the devil. Glory be to God. Mad at you because you refuse to compromise. You refuse to turn back. You want something out of life. You want what God wants for you. You want the will of God. Glory be. You want to live right so you can die right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? You got people mad at you just because. Glory be to God, just because, amen, they see the light of God shining through you. See? You're the light of the world, the salt of the world. They see you walking in love. You see their humility. They see it. Glory be to God. And they angry at it. Why? Because darkness hates light. Darkness hates light. Glory be to God. You turn the light on in your bedroom and in the darkness go to scrambling. Go to scrambling, hiding up under the beds and hiding in the back of the closets. It's just scrambling. Huh? Glory be to God. Darkness hates light. Glory be to God. But the Bible says that the children of this world, they love the darkness because their deeds are dark. And here you come, shining all God's light and God's glory through you. They ain't happy for you. Nathan, be careful who you're talking to. Everybody ain't happy for you. They smiling in your face. Glory be to God. But they ain't happy for you. They hating you. See? Why? Because you are exuberating the light of God. You are exuberating the promises of God, the power of God, the authority of God, the anointing of God, the promises of God. They don't like that. The devil don't like that. The devil thought he would, the devil never thought you would have gotten as far as you are right now. See, he don't know how you got out of his harem. he trying to get you back. See? So you will be offended. Offenses will come. The Bible says offenses will come. That don't mean you got to receive them. You ain't got to receive everything that comes to you. They knock on your door talking about you got a certified letter signed here. You ain't got to sign. You say that, nah, let me who that from? Nah, that can wait. Nah, I ain't going to sign. You don't have to receive everything. Beloved, the scientists say we have over 60,000 thoughts, amen, that we entertain that try to come to our minds on a daily basis. 60,000. See, now you get to pick and choose which one of those 60,000 you're going to entertain. Because the Bible says we have the authority to take those thoughts captives and bring down the strongholds. We have authority over our thoughts. We have authority that we need to begin exercising. See? And we do that when we know who we are. What the word says. I can do what the word says I can do. See, we got to believe it. You got to just believe it. This is not arrogance. This is what self-confidence. We have to be confident because if you're not confident, you can't get a prayer through. How you going to pray to God if you don't even have any confidence? Amen, that God heard you. You don't have no confidence. Amen, that you qualify to pray. Every time the devil blow, amen, he gets your attention. Satan, the Lord rebukes thee. See, so the Bible says offenses will come. Now, when we're growing up, you know, in our Christianity, we let it get to us. Now, come on, we all do. I was just so hurt. And I cried when they said that. And I couldn't believe they said that. And I don't want to talk to them no more. And I don't want to see them no more. As a matter of fact, everything I did for them over the last 10 years, I want all my stuff back. And I'm moving out. And we go on and on and having the pity party. Y'all know how children do when children get mad. They kicking and fussing and kicking. And we do the same way. See? I've been offended to the point, glory be to God, I forgot what it was now because I done forgave the person and I forgot what it was, but I do remember slightly only because I'm talking about it. I think I did cry for about 3 days, but I couldn't tell you right now what I cried about because I don't even remember because I forgave the person and I watched when you forgive, you forget. I do remember, though, slightly that I did cry for 3 days. That's because I was offended that I was misunderstood. That thing hurt. It hurt me so bad because I really thought that the person would see my heart, but they didn't. And that thing hurt me. But I got over it. I got over it. I got over it. And that's what you got to do, too. You got to get over it. Because you know what? When you don't get over it, now you got bitterness in your heart. You got anger in your heart. and you got other stuff in your heart that's hindering your progress, and it's definitely hindering your prayers, because the Bible says if you do not forgive others, God ain't going to forgive you. Say what? But God understand. No, but God know the deal, and God understand. Yeah, God understand. That's why his word says what it says, that the heart is desperately wicked. Who could know it? God understands, and he knows that he has a reason for everything that he is instructing us in. Beloved, unforgiveness ain't going to take you nowhere. It ain't going to take you where you want to go. I tell you that. See? So we have to choose to forgive. And if we're struggling in that area, I just want to just take you, amen, to the scriptures. When Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the night they crucified him beyond recognition, and they gave him the beat down of beat downs, as our sister, amen, Sproud would say, the beat down of beat downs, beyond recognition. Make you want to cry. Glory be to God. I'm so happy Mary wasn't there that night, because Mary probably would have died of a heart attack. Huh? But yet, amen, he found the inner strength, amen, to complete the journey. Amen. He found, amen, the pressing, amen, the press through all that to complete the journey, amen, and go to the cross. No, they didn't take him. He went. Yeah, they didn't take his life. He gave it. Hey, come on, somebody. Huh? They put them spikes in our Lord and Savior's hand, but they wasn't no thumbtacks. Thumbtacks not going to keep your flesh to no wooden pole, baby. These were 6-inch spikes. And we jump when we get stuck by a needle. Huh? Doctor want to take a little blood, you hollering and screaming on that needle. You trying to sew something that people still sew nowadays, huh? And you get stuck by the needle. Oh, ouch, 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 huh? And these were 6-inch spikes. But yet and still, he found it in his heart. Ah, my God, Sookie. Father, forgive them. Was he offended? Boy, let me tell you something. Jesus could have called down 6 legions of angels at any time. Jesus could have coughed and blew them all off planet Earth. You got to be kidding. Jesus not no chump. He created everything. He had the power to flip this world upside down and said, enough of this bull crap. I'm going home. Huh? But no, he took it. He took it. And he took it with love. And then he asked the Lord to forgive them. Now, come on. Come on, y'all. I read that scripture sometimes. I say, Lord, we all got some growing to do. We all got some growing to do up in here now. Huh? Because y'all, please. Oh, I'm going to get you. Oh, I'm going to get you, because you don't know who you're messing with. Oh, I'm touching on my anointed. Do my prophet no harm. Oh, yeah. Oh, you won't come at me like that? I got something for you. See? And guess what? And Jesus did have something for him. But he didn't boast about it at the moment, because his love was stronger than that. See? He said, forgive them. And so, beloved, we have to do the same thing in our offense. He says, pray for your enemies. Don't be so quick to send them to hell, because that's where they're going if they don't repent. You ain't got to send them there. They're going. Oh, don't worry about it, baby. Karma going to get them back. Glory be to God. What they do to you, oh, it's coming back to them. You ain't got to worry about that. You ain't got to pray for that. It's going to happen. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that's what she also reaps. You ain't got to pray all that. See? That's the easy way out. See? But when people really offend you, when people really hurt you, Job was not even healed until he prayed for his friends. Because they hurt Brother Job. Brother Job down there suffering. done lost all his children, done lost everything for something he didn't do. He ain't did a thing. Here come his best friends. Job, I did see you looking at Sister Mary last week. Was anything in your heart for Sister Mary? See, they accusations now. They see, they poking around, trying to find out where Job done sinned. You trying to tell me you don't think Job was offended? I send you up, you over here. The only reason I let you in my house, I thought you was coming in here to pray for me. And you over here with accusations, you know what I mean, sniffing around to see where I done sinned. You don't think Job was offended? Sure he was offended. But guess what? Job, when he prayed for his friends, that means he had to forgive them. Because if he didn't forgive them, God wasn't going to hear it. That's when he got his healing. I come to tell you, some of you, glory be to God, maybe that's what's holding up you today. Maybe that's what's holding up your healing. Maybe that's what's holding up your manifestation. Because, see, you still got that offense in your heart. Well, I remember when I was a little kid, and this is what they did to me. Baby, you're 50 years old now. When this happened? I was about 7. You need some healing and you need some deliverance. We're not discounting what happened to you. We're sorry that it happened. But for real, you got to get over this thing. And my mama and my daddy and my sister. And we got this whole list of how people have offended us and did us wrong. And we're not saying they didn't. Because the truth of the matter is, if they did you all that wrong, you done did somebody else wrong, because hurt people hurt people. We always want to focus on the wrong that somebody did to us, amen, but we ain't talking too much about the wrong we did to them. Because in our eyesight, we ain't did nothing. Now, you really got a problem. And so, beloved, you have to, amen, forgive. Glory be to God. Matthew's, amen, chapter number 5, verse number 10. And it reads this. Matthew's chapter 5, verse 10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You see what the Lord says? You crying because they offended you, persecuting you, and the Lord calling you blessed. Now, wait a minute. Let's get this picture. Let's get this scenario straight today. You crying, hurt, oppressed, depressed, sad, but the Bible's calling you blessed. Now, whose report are you going to believe? He said, blessed are you when they persecute you for righteousness' sake. When they purchase you, when they persecute you for doing right. When they persecute you for doing holy. He said, because yours is the kingdom of heaven. Rejoice, because that's your confirmation. Hallelujah. I'm on my way to heaven. Hey, my God, sookie, sookie. Baby, that's your double confirmation. Glory be to God. He says, you are blessed when they revile you. You are blessed when they persecute you. You are blessed when they say all kind of evil against you falsely. Now, you notice he put the word falsely in there now. Make sure it's false. Now, if they saying stuff and it's true, then you just got to go to the altar and get some things straight. You got to get some things straight. Okay, but he said they're saying these things against you falsely. He said, you blessed. You ain't got no reason to be upset. Baby, let them talk. Matter of fact, guess what? As I send them an email, can y'all talk some more? What else can you say? Because the more you saying about me, the more blessed I am.
Come on, somebody. Verse 12 says, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. He didn't say be glad. He said be exceedingly glad. Over the top. Dancing and skipping and jumping. Why are you so happy? That's what they talk about me. What? You happy about that? Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, thank God for the confirmation. Thank God for the confirmation. Hallelujah. Heaven belongs to me. My God, my God, my God. He says, for great is your reward in heaven. You're not going to receive no ordinary crown, baby. It ain't going to be no ordinary crown. Ah, hallelujah. He said, great is your reward in heaven. Because they persecuted the prophets also. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. I want you to write that down today. Write it down, write it down. I choose not to be offended. And I am delivered out of all afflictions and persecutions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One more scripture here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the book of Mark, chapter number 10, verse number 29. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said this. He says, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life, and many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. The Lord is showing us, beloved, that as he increases us and expands our borders, because increase is natural. Amen. The same way your body grows naturally, okay, you cannot stop your body from growing as long as you, okay, sleep, okay, and bathe it. Your body is going to grow. But guess what? So it is in God's kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. You're doing what the Lord has called you to do. It's automatic that you're going to grow in that growth, in that maturity, in that prosperity. Amen, beloved. People come against you because of your increase. People come against you because of your blessing. People come against you because you turned your back on them, so to speak, and by putting God first above your family. Okay, you love your family, but you love God more. See, most of us haven't gotten to that point yet. Glory be to God, but we're getting there. Amen. Glory be to God. But he says that with this increase, with this abundance, amen, persecution comes. They talking about you. They ain't got nothing to say. You know what I mean? They just like to talk. Glory. If you know, if you watch the news lately, they talking about the same old stuff. Amen. On the new, you know, one nobody, they ain't got nothing to talk about. So they just want to run the same old stuff they've been running for the last 2 weeks. They ain't got nothing to talk about. So they talk about you. See, but you have to choose not to be offended. You have to choose not to be offended. Glory be to God. That's what you got to do. Glory be to God. And keep on keeping on. And keep on keeping on. Keep on what? Keep on praying. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to keep on doing what I did to get here. Ah, come on, somebody. I'm going to keep on doing what I did to get here. Well, how did you get here? Hallelujah. I had a prayer life. Ah, come on, somebody. Huh. Oh, God, I'm going to keep on praying. Huh? They say, well, Daniel, shut it down, Daniel. Daniel, shut it down. He said, I don't think so. Homeboys. He said, open up the window. It's hot up in here. Hey, come on, somebody. Woo! Honey, he said, I don't think so. But Daniel, they going to put you down there in the lion's den. See, Daniel wasn't offended by that. He said, oh, yeah, okay. Lions, I'm sleeping with the lions tonight. Somebody got to be ready to sleep with the lions. Hey, come on, somebody. Oh, glory. He said, I don't think so. He said, I'm going to keep on keeping on. I'm going to keep on praying. Talk about me if you want. Glory be, I don't care what you say. Glory, maybe I said, look, if it's a lie or if it's true. If it's true, God forgive me to help me to get it right. If it's a lie, shame on you. I don't care what you say because you're going to talk about me anyway. So I'm going to give you something to talk about because I'm going to keep on praying. Early in the morning, in the midnight hour, even in the middle of the day. Glory be to God. You can't stop my conversation with the Savior. You can't stop my conversation. I refuse to stop praying. I refuse to stop pressing. I refuse to stop taking my petitions before you. Can't shut me down. The only way you can shut me down is you got to kill me. And if you kill me, I'll rise again. And not on the third day. Glory be to God, but that's the moment to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord. Glory be to God, you can't stop me from praying. Because if you stop me from praying, that means you stop me from communicating with my Father. I don't think so. You ain't that big. You ain't that bad. You ain't got that much money. You ain't got that much power. You don't have that much clout. You can't stop me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, I remember this. And remember, and I know this about you. And I know this. Pull it all out the closet. Thank you for helping me to pull out what I haven't pulled out already. Expose me. My life is an open book. You can't threaten me. Glory be to God. You can't bamboozle me. Glory be to God. Say what you want to say. Ha, ha, ha. Glory be to God, huh? But I choose not to be offended. Huh? Jesus chose not to be offended. Amen. And he took it to the point where he say, it is finished. Guess what? I'm going to take mine to that same point. Glory be. I choose not to be offended, and I'm going to keep going until it is finished. Glory be to God. Huh? And I am delivered out of all my afflictions and persecutions. Because God will come and swoop us out. He caused an earthquake. Paul and Silas was in jail. Glory be to God. Persecuted. Hallelujah. Instead of them, amen, making death threats. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They was giving God's praise. Hallelujah. God caused an earthquake. Let me tell you something. God will shake some stuff up in your land too. But you got to believe God more than you believe the evil report. You got to believe God more than you believe your haters. You got to believe God more than those who are trying to come against you and bring you down. People want to treat you like a doormat. They ain't happy unless you down on your face. They don't want to see you trying to get up. Glory be to God. Instead of trying to help you up, they trying to step up on you. But guess what? We will look up to the hills from which cometh our help, because our help cometh from the Lord. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Blessed are you. You're blessed. Let me hear you say, I'm blessed. I am blessed. I don't deserve it, but yes, I am blessed. I'm blessed. I am blessed. I don't deserve it, but yes, I am blessed. Father, we thank you for this word on this morning. Whoo, nothing can stop us from praying. God, we're going to do your will. We're going to do your will. You said your house will be chubby, called the house of prayer. You told us to pray without ceasing. You didn't say pray when it's good or pray when everything going good. No, you said pray constantly in the good, in the bad, in the challenging, in the hot, in the cold, in the rain, in the snow, in empty and in overflow. Glory be to God. Pray when you feel like it and pray when you don't feel like it, because there's always something to pray for, always somebody to pray for. And that's what we're going to do. Persecution come if they want. Give them something to talk about. They looking for some entertainment. They looking for some drama. Because they let them go ahead and have the drama. Hallelujah. But we're going to do what you told us to do. So, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to be adamant. Helping us, Father God, to be determined. Glory be to God that we're going to pray. Because prayer works. And the devil know prayer works. Because he wouldn't be so desperate if it didn't work. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. 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 Thank God for the word of God on today. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We want to invite you to come back, amen, at 12 o'clock today, amen, for our New Day prayer. And then tonight is our Friday night praise party. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, but the Holy Ghost party don't stop. Amen. Come on back. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Our Minister Thurman. Amen. It's the hostess with the Moses. Amen. And on the Friday night praise party for all of our visitors, what we do is we call in. You may come with a song. Maybe you want a testimony. Maybe you have a reading. Maybe you want to have a short prayer. Whatever you want to bring. We just lifting up Jesus. Amen. Come with your own flavor. Amen. Glory be to God. And let us have a good time. So that's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Amen. For those of you who are listening today, you are indeed welcome. You are indeed welcome. Amen. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. The telephone number is 385-799-9729, 385-799-9729. Amen. And we bless the Lord. Today is also offering day at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. While you're on the website, amen, you can hit the donate button there. Amen. And sow into the soil of, amen. This is anointed soil over here. Anointed soil. We thank God for what he is doing in our ministry. Amen. Good soil. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. So again, that website is lifewordjesus.org. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. 19038. Amen. Amen and amen. All right. That's it. That's it. That's it. Pray, pray, pray. Amen. Prayer works. Believe it. Say it and pray it. And then watch God move. Ha, my God. Woo. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit told me this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, believe it, say it, and pray it. Ah. And then watch God move. Amen. God is awesome. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer in Jesus' name by the word, by the blood, by the Spirit. Father, and Father, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow. It will not take root. It will not prosper. And it will not come to pass. Now unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, 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 and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Love you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out.